The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. Last weekend's sub-freezing temperatures were a major concern for sugar beet growers with beets out of the ground. Southern Men's Vice President of Agriculture Todd Giselius thinks they may have dodged a bullet.
We actually did very well, all things considered. You know, we've been out checking around here for, well, all day yesterday and so far today. And right now we're estimating we're probably around 1,500 acres of replants from this cold, which is, pretty good considering we had the whole co-op planted and basically everything up out of the ground. So we're pretty happy on the whole.
At MINDEC, Mike Metzger says they're still assessing the damage yet.
We have some bumps and bruises on quite a few fields, but as a whole, I just don't see anything of a significant widespread replant for the MINDEC crop. It's really too early to tell, but I wouldn't be surprised to see anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 acres in our area because of that. But considering, our normal replant is anywhere in that range, the staff's going to have a very busy week ahead of them following up with these, frost damage assessments, seeing what's in the ICU, is it going to make it or not?
Frost and freezes weren't a concern for American Crystal. Joe Hastings says they're just focused on getting the beets planted.
They're at just 50%, 47%, I guess, is where we're at. The Moorhead District, we're sitting at 67%, Drayton 69%, so good progress there. And we're starting to see those middle three districts pick up a little bit now, which is great. Running about 30% in Hillsborough, Crookston, and East Grand Forks.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrosciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.